Here's Kozlov the other way. Steps right off him, but there's an angle up! Big time stop by Mason. Is going to the goal is Jason Williams trying to carry him it. And again, squeezing the leather stuffings from blocking the glove side is Mason to make the save.
Boy, it appeared that he had five hole written all over that one. But again, as Mason moved from left to right, he closed the five hole. What a save.
Terrific net minding from Columbus rookie Steve Mason, George Matthews, and Bill Davidge. The call on the Blue Jackets radio network. Mason stopped 15 shots for the first shutout by a rookie this season and the first ever in Columbus history. Nashville traded Chris Mason to St. Louis for a draft pick, and the goalie came back to haunt his former employer with a Blues franchise record 47 save shutout. Still, Mason had more work to do in the shootout.
The rookie will bring it in on Mason, and the Blues get the save. They win the game. Boyston in, skates it over the blue line, into the slot, in on Mason, and you can bring out the Zamboni. Mason wins. The St. Louis Blues get the save from Mason, and they win the game tonight 1-0 over the Nashville Predators. And what a game tonight by Chris Mason.
Chris Kerber, the call on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis, as the Blues get the extra point. Every skater looks forward to scoring his first NHL goal. Some have to wait longer than others, but none as long as Phoenix defenseman David Hale.
Deacon off with it on the right boards for Dome. Now Jovanovski pinches from the right point. He's checked to the ice, but he gives the puck to Turris. Now shot by Hale. He scores! David Hale, who has gone 230 career NHL games without a goal, gets his first career NHL goal in game number 231.
Bob Heathouse on Extra Sports 910 in Phoenix as Hale's first goal ended the longest drought from the start of a career in NHL history. For Minnesota, a two-goal lead generally meant at least a point. A stretch of 91 games without blowing that advantage in regulation until Dallas turned the trick.
There goes Richards into the zone, cutting to the middle. Got it over to Erickson, who shoots. That's blocked. Robitaille from the right point with a lot of room. He'll tee it up, tip, score! Louis Erickson might have got there. The Stars take a 4-3 lead with 7 minutes to play.
Ralph Strange is the call on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Louis Erickson capped the Stars' comeback. Alex Ovechkin has found his scoring touch.
Alex Ovechkin, centering pass, back to the point, crossing feed to Pody. Pody steps in deep. Drops it off Ovechkin, looks to shoot, scores! Alex Ovechkin, the cat in the hat. He turns on the red light for the third time tonight, and the Capitals increase their lead. It's now Washington 4 and the Thrashers 1.
Steve Colby on Federal News Radio in Washington as Ovechkin's first hat trick was part of a 5-3 win over Atlanta and extended his point scoring streak to 9 games. Evgeny Malkin rallied the Penguins past the Islanders.
Sidney Crosby to the Islanders line, circles around, stops left point, pass into Malkin coming down the slot. He shoots and scores on a wrist shot, a perfectly placed shot. The Penguins have tied it at 3. Steal by Crosby. Now to Malkin. Real shot. He scores and he beats McDonald again. Here comes Malkin with Zagora. Malkin looking for the hat trick. He's going to go for the empty netter. There it is. Evgeny Malkin gets the HT.
Mike Lang and the Penguins Hockey Network as Malkin tallied the natural hat trick, the first in Penguins history to come in the third period. It's also the fifth time in Pens history and the second time this season that a Pittsburgh player scored 3 third period goals in one game. Finally, 3 goals sure helps out the hockey club, but 4's even better. New Jersey's Dinah Zubrus had a career-best 4-goal night in a 7-3 victory over Tampa Bay. It's the first 4-goal game in the league this season and the 6th in Devils franchise history. Matt Laughlin with the call on WFAN in New York.
Gianta has the puck, gives it off to Zubrus, makes a nice move, steps in front, loses control of the puck, it's loose at the side of the net, poked behind the goal, Zubrus will pick it up. On the backhand, now winds it around for Gianta. Centers one for Zubrus, moves in, he scores! A 4-goal night for Dinah Zubrus! And the lead is 7-3.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.